2022 Mecklenburg Candidates, U.S. House District 12. Alma S. Adams, Party Democrat. Background: I received my bachelor's degree and master's degree in art education from North Carolina A&T State University and took my Ph.D. in art education and multicultural education from The Ohio State University in Columbus, Ohio. I also served 4 terms in Congress. Please describe your top 2 or 3 priorities if elected. For me, there are 4 necessities that all people require to live a quality life: affordable and accessible health care, access to healthy and nutritious food, fair and affordable housing, and a quality first-class education. Improving these priorities impacts the quality of life for all North Carolinians. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue: new restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 1. What specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on gun ownership? The steps I would take and plan on taking to address the new restrictions on gun ownership would be, but not limited to, ban assault rifles and pass gun safety legislation. Option 2. What specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on abortion access? I believe it's the woman's right to privacy and to choose what she needs to do with her body medically. Reproductive issues are medical issues, and they should be kept private between a woman and her doctor. Option 3. What specific steps would you take to address economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods? Specific steps to address economic stress would be to pass the Lower Food and Fuel Costs Act, Ocean Shipping Reform Act, which will further decrease the cost of getting goods to the market, and pass the Inflation Reduction Act. Passing these bills will reduce economic stress. Website: AlmaAdams4Congress.com. 4 is spelled F-O-R. AlmaAdams4Congress.com. Tyler Lee, Party Republican. No response from candidate. U.S. House District 14. Pat Harrigan, Party Republican. No response from candidate. Jeff Jackson, Party Democrat. Background: 4-term state senator, Army National Guard major, veteran of Afghanistan, attorney. Please describe your top 2 or 3 priorities if elected. My first bill in the state Senate 8 years ago was to end gerrymandering. I still believe this deserves to be a top priority and will sponsor legislation to provide for independent redistricting. I have also been a longtime champion for early childhood education and health care expansion. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue: new restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 2. What specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on abortion access? I support the codification of the rights to reproductive freedom recently overturned by the Supreme Court, revoking a fundamental right that has existed for 50 years was wrong, and it created an urgent need to pass federal legislation that will provide for that right. And let's pass the ERA. Website, jeffjacksonnc.com. North Carolina State Senate District 37. Vicki Sawyer, Party Republican. Candidate is unopposed. North Carolina State Senate District 38. Mujtaba A. Muhammad. M-U-J-T-A-B-A. Middle initial A. Last name M-O-H-A-M-M-E-D. Party Democrat. Background. I am a public school graduate, public advocate, and state senator working to improve outcomes and possibilities for North Carolina families. I know firsthand the role that a strong public education system can play in the communities we love and serve. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. Justice reform and access to affordable and quality health care and education. These three priorities will impact every North Carolinian in a positive way and strengthen both families and communities. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 3. What specific steps would you take to address economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods? This session, I filed legislation to remove sales taxes on a series of items found in grocery and convenience stores. I also sponsored legislation to restore tax-free weekend. I believe we are well past the time for a significant minimum wage increase. Expanded Medicaid, and a stronger risk pool. Website, MohammedNC.com, MOHAMMEDNC.com. North Carolina State Senate District 39. Mark Robson, R-O-B-E-S-O-N, Party Republican. No response from candidate. DeAndrea Salvador, D-E-A-N-D-R-E-A, Salvador, Party Democrat. Background, nonprofit founder, entrepreneur, and TED Fellow. Served Air Quality Commission. Proven results for working with the Charlotte community to drive solutions. Due to space constraints, please visit my website for more information. Salvador4NC.com. That's the word for F-O-R. SalvadorForNC.com. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. My priorities remain the same: to improve the quality of life for North Carolinians. I am working to ensure that my constituents can live safe and fulfilling lives supported by sound and reasonable policy decisions, from addressing economic security to healthcare to the environment and beyond. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 2. What specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on abortion access? Roe v. Wade had been a settled law for nearly 50 years, and now, across the country, the right to privacy and reproductive freedom is under threat. That is why I co-sponsored Senate Bill 888, which seeks to codify the rights found in Roe v. Wade into state law. Website, salvador4nc.com. NC State Senate District 40. Bobby Shields, Party Republican. Background. Bobby Shields is a lifetime resident in North Carolina with more than 30 years of public service. He is a good listener and brings a balanced approach to governance. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. My top three priorities are economic development, education, and public infrastructure. Those three broad categories affect everyone's quality of life. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 3. What specific steps would you take to address the issue of economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods? Everyone should have food, clothing, and shelter, along with individual effort to achieve them. I would support allocating public resources to provide for indigent care by focusing on my top three priorities, ED, education, and infrastructure. Economic stress can be reduced for everyone. Website, votebobbyshields.com, and Bobby is spelled B-O-B-B-I-E, Shields, S-H-I-E-L-D-S, votebobbyshields.com. Joyce Waddell, W-A-D-D-E-L-L. Party, Democrat. Background, over 30 years of educational background from teacher to administrator, community college educator, and almost 8 years of senatorial experience. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. Affordable housing prices, increase in educator pay, and increase in cost of living increase for aging population. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 3. What specific steps would you take to address economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods? I would push to increase minimum wage, as well as lowering the gas tax, and use some of the overages in our general fund. Website, joycewaddle4nc.com. That's the number 4, joycewaddle4nc.com. North Carolina State Senate District 41. Bonnie Leon, Party Republican, no response from candidate. Natasha Marcus, Party Democrat. Background. I am currently in my second term in the NC Senate. Prior to my time in the NCGA, I worked at a nonprofit community center, practiced litigation at a private law firm, and was a clerk for a federal judge. I was also a community volunteer. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. One, fund public education so that all children get a good start in life regardless of zip code. Two, protect our rights to free and fair elections so that Americans know our democracy is still functioning. Three, defend our rights to marry who we love and seek health care that we need, including abortion. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership or new restrictions on abortion access or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option two, what specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on abortion access? I filed SB 888 to codify the protections of Roe and Casey in North Carolina to maintain the status quo on abortion access in North Carolina. I will fight attempts by North Carolina Republicans to restrict abortion access. I will also continue to expose the fake clinics that use state funds to lie to women, crisis pregnancy centers. Website, natashamarcus.com, NATASHAMARCUS.com. North Carolina State Senate, District 42. Rachel Hunt, Party Democrat. Background. I grew up as the daughter of a teacher and former governor, and it was from them that I learned the value of public service. As a state representative, I've earned the reputation as an advocate for schools, healthcare, the environment, and economy. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. I am running as an advocate for common sense solutions to issues facing our public schools, local economy, and environment. I believe that these priorities will benefit the lives of North Carolinians and the constituents of Senate District 42. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option two, what specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on abortion access? As a pro-choice advocate, I will support and sponsor legislation that will help keep abortion legal in North Carolina. Additionally, I plan to help maintain Governor Cooper's veto to prevent abortion restrictions from passing and becoming law. Website, rachelhunt.com. Cheryl Russo, Party Republican. No response from candidate. North Carolina House of Representatives, District 88. Anne Marie Peacock, Party Republican. Background. I retired at the rank of major after 22 and a half years in the Army, which included both active duty and National Guard service. My civilian career has been in communications and public relations. I am an Iraq combat veteran and earned a Bronze Star. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. Inflation. Families are struggling to pay for food, housing, and gas, and controlling inflation will improve the quality of life for all citizens. Education. Schools must use proven teaching methods to educate children. Crime and law enforcement. Fight crime with honest and transparent policing. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option three. What specific steps would you take to address economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods? I will fight to curb inflation by freeing our small businesses from burdensome regulations, help grow our state economy by supporting balanced state budgets and reforms to poor-performing state programs. I will work to lower energy prices by seeking energy from any safe and readily available source. Website, voteforpeacock.com. That's the number for voteforpeacock.com. Mary Belk, B-E-L-K, Party Democrat. Background. I'm a retired small business owner and mother of four who got into politics through activism. My experience as leading our PTA, being a community association board member, and organizing local Democrats have made me an effective legislator since 2017. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. Medicaid expansion will expand access to health care and provide financial lifelines to community clinics and rural health care providers. Investments in 21st century mass transportation and power networks provide good jobs now and reduce negative impacts from climate change later. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option two. What specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on abortion access? I don't see a role for the government in determining what a woman should do to address any medical issue she might have, or whether or not she wants to have a child. I oppose any efforts to substitute the judgment of politicians for that of a woman in consultation with her medical professionals. Website, marybelk.com. North Carolina, House of Representatives, District 92. Mario J. Robinson, Sr., Party Republican, no response from candidate. Terry Brown, Party Democrat. Background. I currently serve North Carolina in the House of Representatives as the chair of the House Freshman Democratic Caucus. I am a civil litigation attorney who has advocated for justice and housing reforms. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. Access to mental health treatment and support for our small businesses. Our state should prioritize not just our residents' physical health, but our mental health as well. Our small businesses employ over half of our state's workforce, and we must give them the tools and incentives needed to thrive. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership or new restrictions on abortion access or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 1. What specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on gun ownership? I am actively working to strengthen requirements regarding gun storage in North Carolina. We need to ensure that everyone who owns a gun does so legally and ensures that any firearms are kept secure and out of reach of children and prevented from being stolen and used for crime. Website, voteterrybrown.com. North Carolina House of Representatives, District 98. Christy Clark, Party Democrat. Background, I worked as intellectual property and corporate paralegal at a law firm I founded with my husband. I was a longtime volunteer leader with Moms Demand Action. I served in the NCGA from 2019 to 2020 and am now working as an educator in a public school. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. Three of my priorities are passing stronger gun safety laws, protecting access to safe legal abortions, and fully funding public schools. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership or new restrictions on abortion access or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 1. What specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on gun ownership? I sponsored legislation that would require a background check and permit for both pistols and long guns. I also advocate for extreme risk protection orders. Stolen guns are a major source of guns used in crime. North Carolina needs to strengthen our safe storage laws. Website, facebook.com/ChristyClarkNC. ChristyClarkNC. John R. Bradford III, Party Republican. Background. I am a small business owner that has created hundreds of jobs. I am also a father and husband. As senior finance chairman, I have the responsibility to guide our state's tax policies to help families and reduce burdensome regulations for businesses. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. I have been and will continue to be a champion of tax reform to allow working families to keep more money. I have reformed North Carolina regulations to help businesses solve the supply chain issues driving inflationary costs for consumers. I have voted for teacher raises every year I have served. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 3. What specific steps would you take to address economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods? Continue our efforts of tax reform and tax reduction to allow working families to keep more money. Individuals can decide how to spend their hard-earned money better than big government. Regulation reform can help solve the supply chain issues driving inflationary costs for consumers like gas and food. Website, electbradford.com. North Carolina House of Representatives, District 99. Nasif Majid, NASIF MAJEED. Party, Democrat. Background, Charlotte City Council, Burger King franchise, USAF Captain, decorated B-52 combat pilot, aircraft commander, 120 combat missions, North Vietnam. Piedmont Airlines pilot, Charlotte Planning Commission, Housing Authority, and Governor's Education Com. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. Medicaid expansion, impacting public health, and raising teacher pay to the national average, impacting the quality of education in North Carolina. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 1. What specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on gun ownership? I will support legislation to stop the sale of military-style assault weapons. Option 2. What specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on abortion access? Support pro-choice legislation. Option 3. What specific steps would you take to address economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods? The legislature could temporarily lower the North Carolina sales tax, and I would support that. Website, majeednc.com, MAJEEDNC.com. Michael Anderson, Party Republican. Background, Michael is a practicing attorney at a technology company and civil rights advocate. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. 1. Community safety. Crime is rising in District 99. We need an effective advocate for funding and training resources in Raleigh. 2. Education. CMS currently has 40% of 144,000 students at grade level. We need school choice and trade schools for those who the system is failing. 3. Lower taxes. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 1. What specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on gun ownership? Proper enforcement of laws is very important. Various law enforcement agencies do not share information about records of known and potential gun offenders, but rather keep certain records sealed. I would introduce legislation that facilitates proper sharing of information between agencies. Website Anderson4NC.com, that's the number 4, A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N, the number 4, NC.com. North Carolina House of Representatives, District 100. John Autry, A-U-T-R-Y, Party Democrat. Background. Seeking my fourth term in the legislature, previously elected to 3 terms on the Charlotte City Council. Please describe your top 2 or 3 priorities if elected. Protecting our natural environment, securing our democratic institutions, expanding health care and mental health opportunities for North Carolina. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 1, what specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on gun ownership? Secure a new majority, ban assault weapons, raise the age to purchase to 21, enact and implement extreme risk protection orders. Option 2, what specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on abortion access? Secure a new majority, codify Roe in NC with passage of HB 1119. Option 3. What specific steps would you take to address economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods? Raise the minimum wage. Restore the earned income tax credit. Expand health care opportunities. Implement child care tax credits, free school breakfast and lunch, free public transportation, restore state housing tax credit. Website, johnautry.com. North Carolina House of Representatives, District 101. Carolyn G. Logan, Party Democrat. Background. I served with the North Carolina State Highway Patrol, 30 years of LE service. I worked 7 years as an incident management coordinator for NCDOT, graduated from Belmont Abbey College 2017, member of Friendship Missionary Baptist Church. Please describe your top 2 or 3 priorities if elected. 1, to get Medicaid expansion passed for North Carolinians. 2, give women a stronger voice in North Carolina. Equal treatment in the workplace, paid parental leave, equal pay for equal work for all. 3, I'm going to continue the fight for our state employees and a decent COLA for our state retirees. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 1. What specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on gun ownership? Ownership for a firearm should be age 21. Parents need to be responsible for their firearms, just as they are responsible for their vehicles. I support background checks red flag laws and classes to instruct gun owners on the North Carolina use of force laws and gun safety. Website, CarolynLoganNC.com. Steve Mwani, party, Republican, no response from candidate. Becky Carney, party, Democrat, background, 3 terms, Mecklenburg County at large, 10 terms, North Carolina State House Representative. Please describe your top 2 or 3 priorities if elected. Transportation, education, and health care for all. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership or new restrictions on abortion access or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 2. What specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on abortion access? I would support the governor by sustaining his veto on any bill that seeks to deny a woman's right to her own health care and family planning decisions. Website, BeckyCarney.com, BeckyCarney.com. Cynthia Eleanor Clementi, CLEMENTI, Party Republican. Background, I raised 3 sons who are all hardworking, smart, wonderful men. Please describe your top 2 or 3 priorities if elected. Safety. I was assaulted last July uptown at 6 p.m. by a homeless woman. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership or new restrictions on abortion access or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 1. What specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on gun ownership? Bad people can always get guns. Good people need to have guns protect themselves. Option 2. What specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on abortion access? I'm pro-life. The morning after pill is at almost every pharmacy, and so are condoms. Option 3. What specific steps would you take to address economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods? Vote in Republicans. Work to get rid of this administration. Website, no response from candidate. North Carolina House of Representatives, District 103. Bill Brawley, Party Republican, no response from candidate. Laura Budd, Party Democrat. Background, Ohio University, 1999. Wake Law, JD, 2002. Partner, Weaver Budd Law. Prez Matthews, Athletic Rec Assos, Member, Mecklenburg County Bar, BOD, Member, Matthews Chamber of Commerce, and Women in the Profession, NC Bar Association. Please describe your top 2 or 3 priorities if elected. Public safety, reasonable gun laws, and increase police funding, strengthening housing and food security, strong after-school and summer programs, and vocational training to reduce the school-to-prison pipeline. for families, pass a minimum wage of $15 law, paid parental leave, and Medicaid expansion. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 2. What specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on abortion access? Codification of Roe v. Wade to affirm a woman's right to make her own health care decisions without interference from government. The decision to have a child is between a woman and her doctor. To limit a woman's control of her body is to treat her as less than a full citizen under the Constitution. Website, electlaurabud.com, and that's spelled LauraBudd, electlaurabud.com. North Carolina House of Representatives, District 104. Brandon Lofton, Party Democrat. Background: I am serving my second term. I have sponsored several bipartisan bills to increase support for North Carolina schools, families, and businesses. I am a public finance attorney and a former civil rights lawyer. My wife, Kelly, and I have two boys. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. My top three priorities are to increase funding for public schools, expand Medicaid, and end gerrymandering. Investing in schools will help increase opportunities for our children. Expanding Medicaid will help more people afford health care. Ending gerrymandering will help protect our democracy. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 3. What specific steps would you take to address economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods? This session, I sponsored the North Carolina Working Families Act, the Child Tax Credit, and the Increase Funding for Child Care Subsidy Act in order to help North Carolina families grappling with rising costs. If reelected, I will continue to push for legislation that helps North Carolina families. Website, lofton4nc.com, and that's the word for F-O-R, lofton4nc.com. Don Pomeroy, Party Republican, no response from candidate. North Carolina House of Representatives, District 105. Wesley Harris, Party Democrat. Background: I am the only PhD economist in the entire state legislature. I have served as an economic consultant in the private sector, as well as an adjunct professor and lecturer at UNC Charlotte and the University of South Carolina. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. My top priorities are ensuring that everyone has the opportunity to succeed and thrive in our state. This means investing in quality education, smart infrastructure, affordable health care, and protecting reproductive rights in North Carolina. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership or new restrictions on abortion access or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option two, what specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on abortion access? Abortion access must be protected. This is a decision between a woman, her family, and their doctor, not the government. Across-the-board restrictions endanger the life and health of women across the state. I will stand up to these restrictions and do what I can to ensure they do not pass. Website, harris4nc.com, and that is the word for F-O-R, harris4nc.com. Joshua Nide, N-I-D-A-Y. Party Republican background. Degree, B.S. Political Science, UNC Charlotte, 2016. Background, licensed in health insurance, works with Medicare population. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. One, economy and inflation. Two, education. CMS students are not reading at grade level. This must change. Three, health care. We must find solutions to better and more affordable health care, including for pregnant and postpartum mothers. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option three, what specific steps would you take to address economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods? On the state level, I will support lower regulations, reduce spending, find ways to make it easier for people to start their own businesses, lower taxes to help reduce costs, encourage more domestic good and food production in North Carolina, and fight to bring better paying jobs to North Carolina. Website, electnidae.com. And that's N-I-D-A-Y, electnidae.com. North Carolina, House of Representatives, District 106. Carla Cunningham, Party Democrat. Background, licensed practical nurse, 1981, Associate Applied Science Degree, 1996, Bachelor of Science Degree in Nursing, 2009. Over 35 years of experience in the nursing profession in multiple specialties. Currently, I serve as Vice Chair of the Health Committee. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. Healthcare, access, and affordability. North Carolina has over 600,000 people in North Carolina that fall within the healthcare coverage gap. We can do better by expanding Medicaid. education and school safety, improve public school teacher pay, add school support staff, nurses, psychologists, social workers, and counselors. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership or new restrictions on abortion access or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option one, what specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on gun ownership? North Carolina gun ownership laws remain unchanged, even though new federal law passed this year. An 18-year-old can purchase a gun in North Carolina. A person must be 21 years old to purchase and carry a concealed handgun with a permit in North Carolina. Option two, what specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on abortion access? Currently, North Carolina laws have not changed regarding abortion. North Carolina legally still allows access to abortion care up until fetal viability, which falls between 24 and 26 weeks of pregnancy. Option three, what specific steps would you take to address economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods? Inflation relief stimulus payments would assist with high prices for gas and groceries at the federal level. North Carolina could implement a gas tax rebate or fuel tax refund, which would assist with increased gas prices. Energy and food prices are intertwined with each other. Website, Carla Cunningham, nchouse.com. Karen Henning, Party Republican, no response from candidate.